being the second best basketball player in the world. And I think he's taken a lot of strides. What the story's really about is the strides he's taken in the last couple years, really since the lockout in 2011, where I think you saw both LeBron and KD make huge improvements to their games. Kind of a backward thing you would think would be a really negative time for the NBA, but both those guys used it to get a lot better. And the story kind of details sort of what he did as far as, breaking down his shot chart and looking at where he's most efficient on the floor, kind of cutting out the fatty areas. He kind of compared his shot chart to an orchard, to an apple tree, and he was saying that, he's only going to take the best apples. So, and Kevin Durant's such a great shooter, and he's so long that really every look is a good look for him, but he's only kind of taking the best ones, and you look at how efficient he's been this season. I mean, didn't even take the most shots on his team, yet he's second in the NBA in scoring. He's become a more efficient player, a la LeBron. He's also become a better playmaker. I mean, I never really thought you'd see a guy who's 6'11". I mean, I was listed as 6'9", but in all practicality, 6'11", making the kind of plays he does. He's not LeBron as a playmaker, obviously, but he's done some things playing that James Harden role for them that I think made the Thunder better.
Well, and you know what? I look at him, and he works. He's really good friends with LeBron, and they work out together in the summertime. When you asked him questions, did you get the sense that, he's really genuinely tired of being number two, or he's just talking?
That's a good question. Yeah. I think it's sort of like, these guys kind of have to say that. And I think, he's right. Only 24. I mean, there's no shame in anything that he's accomplished. I mean, he's 24 years old. He's made it to the finals. That team has undergone a very good, healthy progression, right? They were 3-29 4 years ago. Then they were an 8 seed. They got knocked out by the Lakers. Then they went to the conference finals. Then they went to the finals. Right. I think that for Durant, it's more like, this is the time. It's not that he's been frustrated by anything that's gone on. I think he's looking ahead, and I mean, look, we get caught up in this business probably in looking too far ahead, but so many guys did when Jordan was really going. So many guys, kind of were playing second fiddle from Ewing to Reggie Miller to Karl Malone. I think we're entering an era where, like, one of two things could happen. Either it could be like that, where LeBron kind of reels off a bunch and Durant sort of is left in his shadow, or it could be more of like a Bird Magic dynamic where they're trading punches, and I think that's probably, what KD is shooting for at this point.
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. On Sirius 92, XM 208, and Sports Zone on the Sirius XM app.